Oh yeah, very nice.
Good morning, Big Valley.
Hey, good morning. Is this Doug?
This is.
Hey, Doug. It's Nico over at the Bank of Cardiff. How you been?
Good.
Good, good. Look, I don't know if you remember speaking. We were in contact, let's see here, it was a couple quarters ago. I'm just checking my notes, and I was talking about some of the programs that we had to offer, the equipment financing and working capital. At the time, you said you didn't have any needs for financing, but just to check back in towards the end of the year to see if things have changed. So, giving a friendly call back, reintroducing myself, and seeing if you guys have anything coming up where we can help out.
Yeah, we sure don't. I still have that $100,000 line of credit at the business bank I haven't touched in about 2 years. So,
okay, hey, that's pretty good.
Yeah, we got to shift from a business.
Staying pretty busy this year.
Every contractor since the economy got better is just slammed. They're really busy.
Everybody's trying to take advantage of that. I would assume while the economy's growing, why not, right?
Yeah, we got hit real hard, like 08, 9, 10. That's when I was borrowing some money. I haven't borrowed money in 3 or 4 years, I don't think.
But, okay.
You know, so my industry was hit the hardest in the worst state, which California. So now that we've had, 4 or 5 years of really good stuff, everyone's backed up. So.
Wow, you're booking that many months out already?
Oh yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
That's really low. I got a buddy of mine owns a cabin place. He's booking for next February.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everyone is just slammed because nothing happened for so long. So.
Yeah, and then everybody's just starting to finally now get busy again, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, about 4 or 5 years ago, they did.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about this year. Like, do you guys normally have busy time
probably
of the year?
Probably the last 3 years, we've done about $3 million a year, something like that.
Hell, that's not bad. That is not bad, Doug. That seems like some good numbers. Are you guys growing consistently over the last few years?
No, I purposely hold it back
because
I'm in my 27th year, so only got a few more years, so I'm kind of not – I turn away a lot of stuff, to be honest.
Yeah, you not spread yourself out so thin.
Yeah.
True.
I'm not a young fucking punk no more. I remember those days, man. Let the youngsters do that.
Do you have anybody you're trying to pass the torch on to?
I do. I have a brother that works for me. You're probably going to do that.
Oh, no way. That's awesome. Yeah. Keep it in the family, right? So have you been doing this, like own this business for the last 27 years, or is this just something you've always done?
Well, Big Valley, I opened it in 2000. I've been in the business since 90.
Oh, wow. Wow, I don't hear that often. I do not hear that often. What made you originally get in the business?
Got my degree in finance at Fresno State and didn't want to do that. And started working for a company called Paysetter, selling windows. And said, I can do it better than that. I'll make more money. And that's what I did.
Right. So you're up there in Fresno, right? That's...
Yep. So from 90 to 95, I worked for them, and then since 95, I've been self-employed. I haven't worked for anybody but myself.
Hey, that must be nice, having the autonomy, right?
Dude, could never work for anybody, man. There's just no way. Life is fun. We don't get an answer to no one but your wife, right?
Yeah. I mean, eventually for me, that'll be the case. I'm still a youngster here.
All right, man. Well, I'll let you go, and good luck, man.
Okay, of course, Doug. You take care and good luck with the business, all right?
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, bye.